If you've driven down Andrews Street in downtown Rochester lately, you might have seen the artwork made out of yarn lining the fencing around Schiller Park. But those pieces were almost gone last week, and they won't be up for much longer. WXXI's Caitlin White met with some of the people who created this project to find out more.
Mike Gilbert is holding a cup of coffee in one hand and picking up trash with the other when I pull up to Schiller Park. His company, Five Links, just moved in across the street in the Harrow East building, and Gilbert noticed the park had been what he calls forgotten. Surrounded on two sides by a chain link fence, Gilbert thought it might be nice to rehab.
So I was researching ways of decorating chain link fence, and one of the things I saw in some other cities was something called yarn bombing.
Yarn bombing is the act of covering objects or structures in public places with decorative, knitted, or crochet material as a form of street art. So Gilbert reached out to local crocheter Hinda Mandel to get something going. With a call on social media, Mandel rounded up 45 women, most who had never met each other, to create yarn art for the park. Mandel says Rochester already has a long history of women using crafting to affect change in Rochester.
We can go back to the 1850s and look at the Rochester Ladies Anti-Slavery Sewing Society, who sold their craft, and they were benefactors of Frederick Douglass and his newspaper. We can look at Frederick Douglass's wife, Anna, who took in piecework to help ends meet when her husband was traveling. And we can also look at Susan B. Anthony, who encouraged women in the sewing trades in New York in the 1860s to organize because they were excluded from the men's sewing trades union.
Jane Wearsing is one of those 45 women who contributed work to the all-volunteer project. Her yarn work can also be found wrapped around trees along the Erie Canal.
To bring something to the city of Rochester that my humble hands made, it was thrilling to me.
The city of Rochester was involved in the process, Gilbert says, and gave their blessing as long as the project followed certain parameters, including a limited timeline. Which is why Gilbert was confused last week when an email from the city asked him to take all the yarn down immediately. Gilbert says he's not interested in fighting the city. They've been engaged and supportive all along.
What we're really looking for is to raise some awareness about the need and the value of art in our parks, especially in our urban parks in which maybe they don't get as much care as they might warrant.
City Department of Environmental Services Commissioner Norman Jones says once the art left the fence and hit the park and the trees, that's when it became problematic.
You know, we said, hold on, wait a second. This is a public park. This is something that when we do anything within a park, we usually have some type of input from everyone that uses the park.
The art along the fence will be brought down by Labor Day. Caitlin White, WXXI News.